Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great Wednesday night battle between two California League Northern Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Well, game 2 of this series in the Grizzlies last night, a comeback win 6-5. E.J. Andrews Jr., 3-for-4. He had a game-tying RBI double in the 8th and then scored on an RBI single from Cody Huff. The Grizzlies won their 5th straight game. The final 6-5 last night, the win of Carlos Torres, the save to Zach Agnos. The Grizzlies did a great job last night coming back to win their 5th game. They continue on their hot streak. They've won 8 of their last 10 games to go along with their 5-game win streak. So the Grizzlies look to stay on the winning path tonight as they take on the Modesto Nuts, who have given them challenges over the years. The Modesto Nuts, though, look to stop their tough little stretch that they're at as the two teams are battling tonight. Fresno, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, coming with a record of 19-15. They are 3 games back of the San Jose Giants for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. And again, as we said, 5 straight wins, including 4 straight road wins. And they took the first game of the 6-game series over Modesto, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Modesto coming in at 17-17. They are 5 games back of the San Jose Giants and 2 games back of the Grizzlies in the California League Northern Division standings. So a battle of 2nd and 3rd place. So that brings us to tonight, and we have a great pitching matchup for you. A pair of right-handers, and both guys have Arkansas ties. First for the Grizzlies, they go to their ace and right-hander Blake Adams, who makes his 6th start in a Fresno uniform. Adams a 1-1 record, a 1.20 ERA. Adams leads the California League in ERA and whip at 0.80. So the right-hander gets the ball for Fresno. On the other side, Modesto goes to the sidearmer and right-hander Tyler Cleveland, who comes in with a record of 2-1, a 5.83 ERA. The Central Arkansas product looks to get the Nuts back on the right track. So great pitching matchup. Game 2 of this 6-game series, Wednesday Night Baseball, here at John Thurman Field. Prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-handed pitcher Felix Ramirez. Last night, Ramirez 1 1/3 scoreless innings. He has looked fantastic in 12 games out of the bullpen. And I sat down with Felix Ramirez and translator Carlos Torres, and we got to learn a little bit about Ramirez's past and how a former professional baseball player actually helped Felix Ramirez start playing the game that he is still in today. We also talk about how he became a sidearm pitcher, and it's a very unique story. Felix Ramirez and Carlos Torres are pregame guests, and when we come back right after this, we'll have that interview with Felix Ramirez and Carlos Torres. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Grizzlies left-hander Felix Ramirez with translator Carlos Torres in 3-2-1. Bringing two relievers of the Fresno Grizzlies, left-hander Felix Ramirez and translator right-handed pitcher Carlos Torres. Guys, thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having us. I'm having a great time here.
Thank you.
First question I have you for Felix. You're from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. So where does your love for baseball start?
Está preguntando que tú eres de Sabana del Mar y cómo ese amor por el juego, cómo surgió, si fue alguien que te enseñó el juego, así.
Sí, surgió, me invitó a jugar béisbol, fue Audi Brito, un grande liga de los Phillies. Él fue quien me dijo a mí, porque yo trabajaba a la edad de 13 años, vendía empanadas, vendía huevos en la calle, y en el player me vio y me dijo que porque yo no juego pelota, y me dijo que me iba a comprar todos mis útiles y todas mis cosas, y me estaba ayudando Él fue quien me motivó a meterme en la carrera de béisbol.
He's saying that Brito from the Phillies was the guy that actually introduced him to baseball. He's home. He used to be working out in the streets selling stuff and selling food around and just trying to make some money. And then he saw him playing baseball and he was like, come here, like, I'll take you under my wing. I'll give you everything you need, because he knew he was good and good enough to make it here. So he was the one to introduce to him and kind of made him love the game the way he does now.
So you actually learned from another player, which is actually really, really cool. So then were you a pitcher from the very beginning?
Él está diciendo que tú aprendiste de un jugador de béisbol. Y él dice, él te pregunta si tú fuiste pitcher desde el principio o jugabas otras posiciones.
Pitcher todo el tiempo. Solo pitcher.
Yeah, he says he's been a pitcher the whole time he's played.
So then you're a sidearm pitcher too, which is something that's a little funky, especially on the left side. Have you always been a sidearmer? And if so, when did you start throwing sidearm?
Él te pregunta, ya que tú tiras desde muy abajo, él te pregunta que si tú siempre has tirado así o eso fue que durante el tiempo fue, te dijeron que empezara a tirar así.
No. Todo el tiempo, del inicio.
He's saying he's always thrown like that, always submarine, and that's just how he learned to throw baseball.
So why did you learn how to throw that way? Because it's really effective. So how hard is it for you to keep continuing throwing like that?
Él te pregunta que eso es muy, muy interesante, que siempre has tirado desde ahí. Y él hace, ¿cómo tú haces para poder ser consistente de allá abajo, ya que es algo muy, muy inusual?
Bueno, es mi naturaleza, no sé cómo explicarte eso, es mi naturaleza y trato cada vez que subo ahí, sé yo, divertirme.
He's saying it's just, that's his natural thing. Right now he doesn't even think about it anymore. He just goes out there and has fun. It's something that he's done for many years, so it's kind of just natural to him.
So then the Rockies signed you as an international free agent, and now you have a chance to come over to the United States. How hard was it for you to leave Dominican Republic to now play in the United States?
Desde que los Rockies te firmaron y tuviste que hacer la transición para los Estados Unidos, ¿cómo fue ese proceso? Si eso fue difícil para ti o fue bastante fácil, ¿cómo fue eso?
Fue difícil porque jugué dos años dominicana, fue un poco difícil, pero yo bueno y estamos aquí.
He's saying it was a little hard because he played 2 years in the Dominican Republic, but he thanks God for the opportunity and he's having fun here, so.
Yeah, you joined us in the back end of last season, and you were a big part of our really good bullpen, and then we made it to the playoffs. How was your experience last year coming to Fresno and then playing in the postseason?
Te pregunto, ya que tú viniste el año pasado, ya que tú llevas tiempo aquí, él te pregunta cómo ha sido la experiencia tuya en Fresno y cómo te gusta estar aquí.
Esto aquí es genial, me encanta, me fascina, y la fanaticada, el trato que nos dan, cómo nos tratan, cómo son las personas con nosotros, y me gusta todo.
He's saying he loves it. He's a fan. He loves the big crowds that we get, the whole atmosphere, how the staff treats us, and he's really happy to be here.
So now, second year back with Fresno, what can fans expect from you for the rest of this season? You've pitched great so far.
Este que ya es tu segundo año aquí en Fresno, ¿qué los fanáticos pueden esperar de ti este año?
Va a ser una gran temporada y que disfruten, que apenas estamos comenzando.
He's saying it's going to be a great season, and he's telling them to buckle up. It's going to be a great season. He's going to get out there and do what he does best.
You know, you've pitched really well, and so for you, when the journey continues on to the next levels, what would it mean to you if you ever got to the big leagues for you getting that possible call-up?
Y como él está preguntando, ¿cómo tú te sentirías si te dieran ese al final, en par de años o pronto, que te den finalmente la oportunidad de llegar a las grandes ligas? ¿Cómo tú te sentirías si llega ese momento?
Va a ser el momento más feliz de mi vida porque yo he estado todo el tiempo preparándome para esa oportunidad, para lograr eso, para llegar ahí.
He's saying it will be the happiest moment of his life. He's worked his whole life for it, and he's gone through a lot of sweat and grit out on that field, so he's ready for it, and he'll be the happiest moment of his life.
Well, we can't wait to see what your future holds. Felix, Carlos, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Of course, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. And a big thank you to Felix Ramirez and Carlos Torres for joining me on the pregame show. It was a lot of fun to talk to both of those relievers. And Ramirez, what an amazing story. And all it takes is one person to notice that you have an opportunity to play this amazing game. Welcome back for Game 2 Wednesday Night Baseball between two California League Northern Division foes, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts, getting set for baseball tonight. With that being said, it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Fresno Grizzlies. Your Fresno Grizzlies are 19-15, second place in the California League Northern Division standings. They're three games back of the San Jose Giants for first place. Here's manager Steve Solis' starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the DH, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And now it's time for the national anthem.
Performing tonight's national anthem is Ambrosia Johnston.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
a great national anthem to get us ready for baseball. Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're going through the starting lineups presented by Toyota. Let's do it once again for your Fresno Grizzlies. Leading off left fielder number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting second, the right fielder number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting third, the shortstop number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the DH number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting fifth, the center fielder number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting sixth, the first baseman number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting seventh, the third baseman number 5, Skylar Messenger. Batting eighth is the catcher number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the second baseman number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander number 17, Blake Adams, who comes with a record of 1-1, a 1.20 ERA. And then for Modesto, under first-year manager Zach Vinci, the Modesto Nuts, 17-17. They are third place in the California League Northern Division standings. They'll have shortstop number 21, Cole Young, leading things off, followed by the right fielder number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. Hitting third is the first baseman number 12, Gabe Mancata. Batting fourth, the DH number 27, Andrew Miller. Batting fifth, the third baseman number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting sixth, the left fielder number 8, Colin Davis. Batting seventh, the catcher number 10, Tatum Levins. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 15, Edrin Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 23, Curtis Washington. And finishing up his warm-up pitches for Modesto is the right-hander, number 31, Tyler Cleveland, who comes in with a record of 2-1, a 5.83 ERA, the side-armer for Modesto. Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of this 6-game series. Your Fresno Grizzlies have won 5 in a row as they are ready for baseball. The home plate umpire tonight is David Sabal. At first base, on the bases, is Nate Hall. So Sabal and Hall, the umpires. The Grizzlies are in their all grays. Fresno across the front of those gray uniforms with red lettering. They have the black cap with the red bill and the bear flag. Tyler Cleveland from the full windup. Here comes the sidearm pitch. It is in there for a called strike to Jake Snyder, and we are underway here in John Thurman Field. Here comes the 0-1, and it's outside the count at 1-1. By the way, that first pitch, a slider from Cleveland. The count at 1-1. First pitch tonight, by the way, it's 7:04. We are early tonight as that pitch is outside. The count now at 2-2. So Grizzlies, black cap, red bill, the bear flag logo on the top of that black cap, all grays. Here's the 2-1, and Snyder swings and misses. Good pitch there from Cleveland. So count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good slider there from Cleveland. Heavy dose of off-speed. Here's the 2-2. A slider, and it paints the outside part of the plate, and Snyder is out. One batter, one strikeout. As here comes the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr., who has been pretty much impossible to get out over the past 2 games. 6-for-8. He has 3 extra base hits, a couple RBIs, a couple runs, and a big one last night, as that is a call strike. The count at 0-1, 72 miles per hour from Cleveland. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2, good fastball there from Cleveland at 86. So the count now quickly 0-2. Cleveland ready to go already, working quick. Here's the 0-2, and it's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift out of play. The count remains at 0 balls and 2 strikes. As here comes the 0-2. And it is fouled off. And the count remains at 0 balls and 2 strikes. So 0 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from E.J. Andrews. Or to E.J. Andrews, and it's a high fly ball, drifting to shallow center field, coming in and not making the plays. The center fielder in Washington, it drops in front of him, and E.J. Andrews continues to stay hot at the plate. He is now 7-for-9 over his past 3 games. The single there, and it brings up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 3 hits last night, a career high for him. Tied his career high with 2 runs as well. Here comes the first pitch. And it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 as Cleveland gets set around the belt. Here comes the pitch from the side armor. And it is inside. And the count now 1-ball, 1-strike. Against Ryan Ritter. Modesto, they're in the white jersey. Across the front of their jersey is Nuts. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 1-2. They have the black cap with the red bill, the Nuts logo on top of that. As the count is at 1-2. So grays and whites, similar uniforms from last night. Runner at first, 1 out. 1-2 to Ryan Ritter, who is 3rd in the California League in homers with 7. Here's the 1-2 offering, and it's a little nubber towards the first base bag. Moncada picks up. The only play is a tag. Ritter, does he? He does! What a play from Moncada. So Moncada dives. He tags Ritter out, who dove as well towards the bag. Moncada makes the play. So Andrews Jr. up to second. It goes 3 on the tag. So 3 unassisted on the tag, 2 outs, runner at second for the DH and Robbie Martin. As here is Robbie Martin, the DH, with 2 outs. And the first pitch is a line drive, a 1-bouncer to Cole Young, the shortstop. And that will end the inning. A clean inning for Tyler Cleveland. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FrederickGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chemsey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto as Blake Adams gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies, making his sixth start in a Fresno uniform. Adams, a 1-1 record, a 1.20 ERA, probably the best pitcher right now in the California League as he gets set to face a very good Modesto Nuts lineup. It's Chauncey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauncey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. As the first pitch from Adams is a fastball that darts in the outside part of the plate, and the count at 0-1 to Cole Young. Here comes the 0-1 from Adams, and a fastball, and it just misses outside, and the count now at 1-1. Again, we thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the first, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1, and that is lifted towards the left field line. The left fielder Snyder plays over, and he will make the catch just shy of the warning track. And just like that, Cole Young is retired. So one batter, one out, as it brings up the right fielder in Gabriel Gonzalez. One of the young stars in the Mariners system, one of four top 30 prospects on this Modesto team. As here comes the pitch, and it's a high fly ball. That's going to drift again out to left field. This time Snyder coming in, still coming in, and he makes the catch for the second out. Two flyouts now to Snyder as he'll bring up the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. So Adams trying to get out of a 1-2-3 inning. So here's Gabe Moncada now with two outs here in the bottom of the first. The pitch, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to shoot foul down the right field line. The count at 0-1. Blake Adams has been fantastic for Fresno this season. Leads the league, the California League, in whip and ERA. Here's the 0-1, and that is a breaking ball that is gorgeous. And the count at 0-2. What a pitch there from Adams. Quickly ahead of Moncada, who takes his time there. Adams, a 13th round draft pick in 2022 by the Rockies out of Kansas State. Here's the 0-2, and it swung on and missed, and Blake Adams has a 1-2-3 bomb the first. We head to the top of the second. No score between Fresno and Modesto. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and SPY 223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the second inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. Tyler Cleveland back out for his second inning of work. He'll take on Bugarin, Kelly, and Messenger in the Grizzlies lineup. A beautiful night for Wednesday baseball between two California League Northern Division foes. Game two of six between these two teams of this series. These teams will meet 30 times this season. And this is game two of 18 here in John Thurman Field. 91 degrees, clear skies, 12 mile per hour winds out to left field. First pitch tonight was at 7:04 p.m. A beautiful night for baseball. First pitch to Bugarin is swung on and missed a devastating slider from Cleveland. And the count at 0-1 to Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin, a couple home runs this year as that pitch is swung on and missed another slider. And the count at 0-2. Bugarin up hacking on the first couple of pitches, coming up empty. Boo Green had a big single and run last night. He was the recipient of that E.J. Andrews double in the eighth. Here comes the 0-2 to him, and the slider outside, and the count now at 1-2. Two homers, 15 RBIs for Jesus Boo Green. A 6.28 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and we'll do it again at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trying to get on the board first, scoring first, a big factor for Fresno this season, as that is swung on and missed, a slider, and Boo Green goes chasing for the second strikeout for Cleveland. With one out, here comes the first baseman in Parker Kelly. As we were saying, though, scoring first is very important for Fresno this season. When the Grizzlies score first, they are 14-1. When the opponents score first, they are 5-14 with an 0-7 mark here on the road. As the first pitch to Kelly is a called strike, the count at 0-1. So Grizzlies would love to score first. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and the count now at 1-1. So here comes the 1-1. And it's a breaking ball, and it's sky towards the right side, towards the Modesto dugout. Ranging over now is both the first baseman, Cotta, and the catcher, Levins, and it drops between the two of them. It's a foul ball, so the count now at 1-2. But an opportunity for Modesto for the second out, and you don't want to give a dangerous hitter in Kelly another opportunity. So now 1-2 with one out. And here comes the pitch. And it's outside. The count now at 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Kelly from Tyler Cleveland, the side armor. And it's a breaking ball, and it's going to drift foul again. The count remains 2-2. Tyler Cleveland wears the number 31 on his white jersey. 6'3", 185 pounds. 23 years old from Little Rock, Arkansas. A Central Arkansas product. 14th round by the Mariners out of Central Arkansas. That's a line drive. Base hit to left field. It gets down to the wall. Kelly rounds first. He heads to second with a stand-up one-out double. Parker Kelly, the second hit of the night for Fresno. And now with one away, here comes the third baseman in Skylar Messenger. So Kelly, good rip right there on the breaking ball. He was taking a great batting practice as well, so Kelly now brings it to the game there, and now is in scoring position. But again, Cleveland, a 14th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. Pick number 426 overall out of Central Arkansas. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Pretty much stayed at home to play for Central Arkansas. It's Cleveland, born on September 9th, 1999. Again, 23 years old. As here comes the pitch from Cleveland, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. So quickly ahead of Messenger here. We'll see if he goes back to the breaking ball after a good pair of fastballs. Beautiful night here at John Thurman Field. Top of the second, no score. One out for Fresno. Runner in scoring position at second is Kelly. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-2. Last year, Cleveland spent time with AAA Tacoma after getting drafted. As here comes the 1-2. And now Kelly looks back. And that is a ground ball to the shortstop, Cole Young. On the backhand over to first. Good hustle there from Messenger. And the ball gets away. It gets away from the first baseman in Moncada. Seeing that, going to third is Kelly. Moncada couldn't dig it. And Skylar Messenger, who was hustling all the way, gets the first. So Kelly to third. So I believe that's going to be an error as well. So now runners at the corners with one out. As here's the catcher in Cody Huff. So it's going to be a throwing error, I believe, on the shortstop in Young. It was going to be a tough pick by Moncada. He tried his best there. Initially, I thought he had it. As Huff swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Instead, now runners at the corners, and it shows that if you hustle down the line, pretty much you could be safe on a play like that. Messenger, out of the box, was right there. Here comes the 0-1 to Cody Huff. And it's outside, and the count now 1-1. The catcher had the go-ahead RBI single with two outs and two strikes to left field. A big hit for Cody Huff, who has 13 RBI on the season, looking for one here. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ball outside. And the count now at 2-1. Runners at the corners, one out for Fresno here in the top of the second. No score here at John Thurman Field. As Cleveland now comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball, and Huff comes up empty. And the count at 2-2. Tons of movement from Cleveland, who's mainly off speed, 71 miles per hour on that slider. That is his bread and butter. Two balls, two strikes. So Cleveland looking to get out of this inning. Maybe have Huff and hit into a double play. Here comes the 2-2. And it's a breaking ball, swung on and missed, and Huff down on strikes. Third strikeout now by Cleveland, who went right back to that breaking ball. And with two away, here comes the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-4. He had three strikeouts last night, which is uncharacteristic from the second baseman. But now Mendez an opportunity to bring up maybe 10 RBIs this year. No homers as well. As here comes the pitch from Cleveland, and Mendez swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball again from Cleveland. 73 miles per hour. Tons of rotations per minute on that ball. Almost at 2,800. Just shy of it. Here's the 0-1. And that's fastball runs outside. And the count at 1-1. As being a sidearmer too, he's about halfway down. A true sidearmer. You don't see a lot of sidearmers in starting roles like Tyler Cleveland. As here's the 1-1, and that's a line drive to right field, and it is going to stay up for the right fielder in Gonzalez to run it down. A couple base runners left stranded for the Grizzlies. We had the bomb in second. No score between Fresno and Modesto. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bomb the second inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here comes Andrew Miller, first pitch swing into the third baseman and Messenger. Messenger over to first in time, and Miller's retired. So one pitch, one out as Adams gets Miller. Goes 5-3 as here comes the third baseman and Milcar Perez, one of the returners to the Modesto lineup. So Milcar Perez now to the plate. A very good hitter as well. He's a switch hitter, the only switch hitter that Adams, I believe, has seen this year. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball that's in there in the count at 0-1. From the right-hander in Blake Adams, 6'2", 215 pounds for the righty. Was that swung on and missed? The count at now at 0-2. Where's the number 17 on the back of his gray jersey? 22 years old, born on September 11th, 2000. He's from Springdale, Arkansas. And that pitch is swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. A big strikeout for Blake Adams, his second of the evening. And with two away, here's the left fielder in Colin Davis. Adams, four pitches, a fastball, a curveball, slider, and changeup. And again, a 13th round draft pick by the Rockies out of Kansas State. Initially went to the University of Arkansas. Spent two seasons there before joining the Wildcats as the first pitch is lifted towards the right side and it will drift out of play. So the count at no balls and a strike. Colin Davis, a good game last night, a pair of hits for him. Returning after a quick stint up in high A to help out their outfielders as that pitch is outside. The count at one ball and one strike. To Blake Adams, who makes his sixth start for the Grizzlies this season. As here comes the 1-1 from Adams, and it is outside, and the count now at two balls and a strike. Blake Adams has already won three awards this season. California League Pitcher of the Week, California League Pitcher of the Month, and finally, the Rockies Minor League Pitcher of the Month, both for April. So Adams already three awards in his young career. The guy who's pretty much dominated at every aspect in this first couple months says that is called strike three right down the middle. Six up, six down for Blake Adams. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the third inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. Tyler Cleveland back on the bump. He'll take up the top of the lineup for the Grizzlies. As Fresno and Modesto continue their six-game series tonight here at John Thurman Field, this is the first of five regular season series between the clubs in 2023, and the first meeting here in Modesto. 18 games this year will be played right here at John Thurman Field. In the 3 years these two teams have met each other, the Grizzlies have won 26 of their 50 matchups against the Nuts, so a very close season and series between these two teams. In 2021, the squads became part of the same league for the first time since 1988. As here's the pitch, and it is a called strike to Snyder, the count at 0-1. Now the Grizzlies, though, in 2021, clinched a playoff berth here at John Thurman Field. Here's the 0-1, and that's a line drive to right field. It will be caught by the right fielder Gonzalez on the run. Snyder, good piece of hitting there. Unfortunately, that ball is not dropped there by Gonzalez, so one out. So bring up the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr., 7-for-9 over his past 9 at-bats. So we'll see what he does here. And then in 2022, the Grizzlies clinched a playoff berth again, this time at Chukchansey Park against the Modesto Nuts as Andrews Jr. swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Now, of course, the teams were in the same league back in 1988, but a little bit of a different feel as here comes the 0-1, and that pitch is low. The count at 1-1. At that time, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were named the A's. While the Grizzlies were playing independently and were known as the Fresno Suns, as that pitch is in there, and the count now at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. The count now at 2-2. Now the Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and they were with the Colorado Rockies prior to changing affiliates to the Mariners. As that pitch is fouled off by EJ, the count remains at 2-2. And of course, now the Grizzlies partnered with the Rockies, their single-A affiliate. Modesto and Fresno are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car. As the 2-2 is outside, the count now full to EJ. If you follow the California 99 route, they're about an hour and 32 minutes apart. And Planada, California is the midway point as that pitch is lifted and it goes foul and remain at 3-2 to EJ. So these teams have a storied history against one another. And these teams have played very closely. A lot of history for the Grizzlies clinching playoff berths here against Modesto. So 3-2 is called strike three. And Andrews Jr. caught looking. Fourth strikeout now for Cleveland. And with two outs, here comes the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. So now EJ 7-for-10 over his past three games. And now here's Ryan Ritter. It was 0-for-1. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball outside. The count at 1-0. So these two teams continue to battle. Here comes the pitch. And Ritter swings and misses. The count at 1-1. Game two of this six-game series. Fresno winning their fifth straight game last night. Their fourth straight road win as well, both season longs. As here comes the 1-1, and a breaking ball swung on a miss. The count at 1-2, and the Grizzlies, a lot of empty swings so far. So count at 1-2, no score here in the top of the third. Here at John Thurman Field, we'll give you a little bit about this beautiful field in a little bit. So if you want to make a trek from Fresno, come check out this ballpark. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 2-2. So stay tuned for that. Here comes the 2-2 now from Ryan Ritter from Cleveland. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. Cleveland, 5 Ks through 3 scoreless innings. We're at the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the third inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is a rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. So Blake Adams back out now, 6 up, 6 down for the right-hander. As he takes on now Tatum Levins. Here's the pitch, and that is a one hopper to Ritter. Ritter over to first is in time, goes 6-3. Seven straight now for Adams, as here comes the second baseman and Edrin Rodriguez. So first time we've seen Rodriguez start in this series. He was a defensive replacement last night for Modesto. The eight-hole hitter now. As here comes the pitch from Adams, and it's a high foul ball. The count now with no balls and a strike. Here in Modesto at John Thurman Field, a beautiful ballpark. We see a couple new elements to Modesto, as here's the 0-1, and it's a check swing, and he did go around. And the biggest thing that they talk about is a little bit of some added new field. The grass is a little bit newer as well. They have new outskirts of the their warning track as well. Talked to their groundskeeper a little bit earlier, as that is a ball high. The count now at 1-2. Lots of stadium signage all around the walls as well. It's 400 to dead center. As here comes the 1-2, and it's outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. To right field, it's 319. To left field, it is 312 feet. Here's the 2-2, and it is outside. And the count now full to Rodriguez, so 3-2. The Grizzlies' bullpen just shy of the left field line in foul territory. And here comes the 3-2. And it swung on and missed. Fourth strikeout now as Rodriguez chases after that pitch. And with two away, here comes the center fielder in Curtis Washington. The bullpen for Modesto nestled into the right field corner. You can see a lot of the relievers also checking out the field as well. Nice little setup for the Modesto bullpen, right near where the crowd can come watch the bullpen, as that is a ball and the count at 1-0. But the field looks great as well, and talking to manager Steve Solis, he says it's cut very nice on all the grass as well. You can see all the beautiful dirt as well. That's a high pop-up. It's going to drift on the infield. Who is it going to be? It's going to be the third baseman, Skylar Messenger, and he makes the play. Blake Adams has 3 perfect innings. We had the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223. For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fourth, no score between Fresno and Modesto. It'll be Robbie Martin, Jesus Bugreen, and Parker Kelly against the right-hander and Tyler Cleveland, as the Grizzlies and the Nuts tied at 0. So we were talking about some of the upgrades here at John Thurman Field, and these lights look better than ever. Part of their new nice little upgrades as well. As we said, beautiful field. And they also have great field, nice little setup overall. As Tyler Cleveland ready to go against Robbie Martin. But nice little upgrades here at John Thurman Field. As here comes the pitch from Cleveland, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. A beautiful ballpark here in John Thurman Field. So if you are in Fresno, come take a trek down here. As here's the pitch, and Robbie Martin, one chopper. A couple bounces now to second baseman. Rodriguez over to first. And it goes 4-3 on the putout as it brings up the center fielder in Jesus Bugreen. Nice Wednesday night crowd as well. Checking in the game. As here's Jesus Bugreen to the plate. As here's the pitch from Cleveland, and it is inside. And the count at 1-0. Only 2 hits so far for Fresno. They've had a couple base runners, 3 overall, as here comes the 1-0. As that pitch is inside, and the count at 2-0. Here's the pitch from Cleveland, and that is a breaking ball, and it's going to be lifted. Foul, yes, off the netting. So the count now at 2-1. The catcher in Levin's making the play off the netting. Unfortunately, that is not an out, so the count at 2-1. With one out here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 2-1 as Tyler Cleveland gets ready for his next pitch. And it's a breaking ball fouled off, and the count at 2-2. Big shout out to Milana listening in. Thank you for the questions and a beautiful ballpark. But, of course, nothing compares to Chukchansey Park in Fresno. Here comes the 2-2 from Tyler Cleveland. And it is called strike three. A good pitch there from Cleveland. Six strikeouts now for him. And with two away, here's the first baseman in Parker Kelly. So two outs now. And Tyler Cleveland now has tied a season high in strikeouts with his sixth. The right-hander's been very good so far. Here's the pitch. And Kelly, a line drive just foul down the left field line. He was looking for his second extra base hit of the game. He doubled back in the second, was left stranded. And again, as we said, Kelly had a very good BP. A lot of line drives for him, practicing on different parts of the field. As here comes the 0-1, and that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. First time we've seen Kelly in this series. As the Grizzlies looking for their sixth straight win. Here's the 1-1, and that's a breaking ball, and it's going to be lifted out towards right field. Coming in is the right fielder in Gonzalez. He will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning. We had the bomb in the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bomb the fourth inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto. As will be the top of the lineup for the Nuts against Blake Adams. And Minko Abbott, Les Provence, apartment homes at the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Minkle Abbott and Les Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch from Adams to Young is low, and the count of 1-1, no strikes. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Game two of this six-game series, Wednesday night baseball, as that pitch is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. As a couple fans going after that foul ball, here comes the 1-1 from Adams to Young. And it is a ball outside, and the count now at 2-1. Cole Young, one of the young, bright prospects in the Mariners system, as that is outside. The count now at 3-1. As here comes a 3-1 offering from Blake Adams to Young. And it's swung and fouled off. And the count now at 3-2. Young went after that inside fastball. Just got a piece of it. Went off of Huff, the catcher. You're in the bottom of the fourth. So here comes the 3-2 now from the righty in Adams. And it's fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count, 3-2. It's been a pitcher's duel so far, and has kind of been the story for Blake Adams this year. A 1.09 ERA now. He's 1-1 As here's the pitch, and it's a little blooper out to shallow left field, and it gets down. Cole Young, the first hit for Modesto. And there goes the perfect game. Cole Young gets the single. First hit allowed by Adams. First base runners. Here comes the right fielder in Gabriel Gonzalez. But Blake Adams, as we said, his sixth start. Well, in his five games, the Grizzlies are only 2-3. And his past four games, the Grizzlies have lost 2-0. They won 3-1, lost 5-4, and lost 5-1. So if you look at that, so one run, four runs, three runs, and two runs. Actually, zero runs. They lost 2-0, so zero runs. In his past four outings, it's been tough to get some run support. But he's pitched very, very well. Again, a 13th round draft pick out of Kansas State. The 22-year-old is 6'2", 215 pounds. In 2022, played for Kansas State, appearing in 17 games, 13 weekend starts. Here's the 1-0 to Gonzalez, and that is going to go foul. The count at 1-1. He went 6-6 over 87 innings of work, striking out 90 batters, issued just 34 walks, was the opening day starter for the Wildcats. Went to Harbor High School in Springdale, Arkansas. Grew up playing with a lot of his teammates. Went on to win a couple championships. As that's a high line drive into left field, racing back at the wall, and it goes off the wall. Snyder will play it off a bounce. Cole Young coming in. Here's the throw from Ritter. It's on line. He is safe at the plate. It gets away from Huff, and it's 1-0 Modesto. Gabriel Gonzalez, the RBI double. He advanced to third on the throw. So Gonzalez now at third. Cole Young scores from first base on the RBI double. And just like that, it is 1-0 Modesto. As here comes the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Great swing there from Gonzalez. Ambushed a pitch there. 96 off the bat, as that's a high fly ball drifting out to right center field. It'll be the center fielder Bougarin. It's deep enough to score Gonzalez from third. It's now 2-0 Nuts. As Gonzalez scores on the sac fly from Moncada for the first out of the inning. So just like that, it's 2-0 Modesto. As here comes the DH and Andrew Miller. So Blake Adams now, two runs allowed here in the fourth inning. 2-0 Modesto. But coming to tonight's game, the Grizzlies have had a lot of success out of their rotation, especially in their past seven games. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Fresno starters over their past seven games coming to tonight, 2-1 with a 1.62 ERA. As that pitch is low, it's 2-0. They have combined to toss 39 innings, allowing 7 runs all earned on 23 hits and 9 walks while fanning 40. As that pitch is right down the middle, and the count now at 2-1. All 6 starters in that Rawhide series tied or surpassed their career highs in innings. Blake Adams went 7 innings, so did Jordy Vargas. That's a line drive out to left field. Jake Snyder on the run. He reaches up and makes the play. Second out of the inning on the out from Miller. And here comes Milcar Perez. And then Connor Stain was the starting pitcher for a Fresno shutout. And he was awarded the California League Pitcher of the Week for his efforts. So the Grizzlies, the starting pitching has been fantastic. But they trail here early. 2-0 to Modesto. As here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, or to the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez on the backhand over to first, and that will end the inning. Well, an RBI double from Gabriel Gonzalez, and a sacrifice fly from Gabe Moncada gives the Modesto Nuts a 2-0 lead. We had the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 2-0. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies. This will be Skyler Messenger, Cody Huff, and Luis Mendez against the right-hander in Tyler Cleveland, who has been fantastic so far this evening. Here in John Thurman Field, game two of six between these two teams. California League Northern Division foes. Fresno's won five in a row, and they've won 8 of 10. And as we were talking about, the starting pitching has been the difference maker so far for Fresno. Well, let's talk a little bit about the hitters this inning. The Grizzlies have a plethora of players ranked among the top 10 in the California League hitting leaderboard. So here comes the first pitch to Skyler Messenger. And a bunt attempt. And he will put the bat back in the count at 1-0. Outfielder Jake Snyder ranks tied for third in runs with 26. Tied for fifth in triples with 2 as that pitch is outside. It's 2-0. Sixth in batting average at .305. And sixth in on-base percentage at .422. Infielder Ryan Ritter ranks third in homers with 7 as the pitch is outside. It's now 3-0. Seventh in OPS at .902. He's eighth in slugging percentage at .505. Tied for 8th in walks with 22, and tied for 9th in extra base hits with 12. As the pitch is inside, and that will draw a walk to Messenger. 4-pitch walk, second time Messenger has reached base. Going to bring up the catcher and Cody Huff. So the Grizzlies now trying to get back into this one here in the 5th inning. Infielder Andy Perez, who gets the night off. Perez ranks tied for 2nd in triples with 3. Tied for 7th in RBI with 21 as Huff fouls that pitch to the right side and out of play. The count at 0-1. He's also tied for 7th in hits with 34. Outfielder E.J. Andrews Jr. ranks tied for 2nd in triples. 4th in slugging percentage. Tied for 5th in extra base hits. And tied for 7th in homers. Here's the pitch and it's skied foul and out of play. And the count at 0-2. Luis Mendez, who waits on deck, ranks tied for 8th in walks. And 10th in on-base percentage. Outfielder Jesus Bugrin ranks tied for 5th in triples. And first baseman and outfielder Parker Kelly ranks 4th in on-base percentage at .430. So a plethora of Grizzlies all over the Cal League hitting leaderboard. Right now, though, the Grizzlies looking for answers against a sidearmer in Tyler Cleveland. So Cody Huff now, runner at first, nobody down. The count is 1-2 from Cleveland. Here comes the pitch from the sidearm, it's outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies 4-3 when wearing their gray uniforms. As they're looking to score some runs here. Third base coach Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach, giving some signs over there as Messenger leads from first. Here's the 2-2, the ground ball. This could be 2. Young over to second. Into first. It's a double play. 6-4-3 as Huff is retired. Messenger also out at second base. And with 2 outs, here comes the second baseman and Luis Mendez. The first base coach is Grizzly skipper Steve Solis. And Cesar Galvez, the third base coach, has not lost a game since he has taken over duties over there. As here's the first pitch to Mendez. It's inside. The count at 1-0. Mendez lined out back in the second inning. So Grizzlies trying to find an answer here in the fifth. Here comes the pitch. And it is a called strike. And the count at 1-1. As Mendez, a very good hitter. And that pitch is line foul towards the home dugout of Modesto. So the count now at 1 ball and 2 strikes. That ball ricocheted all the way to the right field in Gonzalez. So Gonzalez now will have to throw it over towards the Modesto bullpen. As here comes the 1-2. And Cleveland, a line drive, and it's going to be into center field. A base hit past the outstretched glove of the second baseman in Rodriguez. So Mendez reaches with the single. Third hit now for Fresno as it brings up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Snyder 0 for 2. A strikeout back in the first, a line out in the third. Jake Snyder, as we said, all over that leaderboard. A guy who has been very good. He will actually turn 25 in 2 days. And here comes the pitch from Cleveland, and that's a ground ball. Base hit to center field. Snyder is now 1 for 3. Mendez will stop at second. So now Mendez at second base, Snyder to first. The Grizzlies now trying to get something going with two outs. Four hits now for Fresno as it brings up the right fielder and E.J. Andrews Jr. And this is the guy that you want at the plate. 7 for 10 over his past 3 games. Andrews Jr. a single back in the first, so he's 1 for 2. The Fresno State Bulldog, now Fresno Grizzly. Second year with the Grizzlies. One of the leaders of this team. As the first pitch is swung on into left center field. Racing back is the left fielder. Now the center fielder camping underneath it is Washington. And that will end the inning. A couple 2-out base hits for Fresno. But they still trail 2-0. We have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Modesto leads Fresno 2-0. As Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to book your next stay. Great amenities, great price, great cost, and new food for you to try. Whether you're the wary traveler or wanting to be the next fan to watch a baseball game, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts is the place for you. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website for more information. Proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Colin Davis will lead things off against Blake Adams, who winds and deals. Here's the first pitch, and it's a bunt attempt, and it goes foul. And they count it no balls and a strike. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. We'll keep an eye also at the game in Excite Ballpark between San Jose. Actually, it's in Banner Island Ballpark between San Jose and Stockton. Here comes the 0-1, and it is low in the count at 1-1. For Blake Adams, who has 4 pitches, fastball, curveball, slider, and change. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. And the count now at 2-0 from Blake Adams. Here comes the pitch from Adams, and that is low. And the count now at 3-0 as Adams trying not to lose Colin Davis. Adams only 2 walks this season among his 30 innings that he has pitched coming in. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. And the count now full 3-2 to Davis. Blake Adams, over 34 innings, has 2 walks and 42 strikeouts. Here's a 3-2. Line drive to left field, and Snyder the dive, and he catches it. What a play from the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Goes F7 for the first out as here comes Tatum Levins. So one out now, and here's Levins, who was a ground-out victim back in the third inning. What a play from Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. So again, though, Adams coming into tonight. 30 innings, 22 hits, 4 runs all earned, 2 walks. He had 38 strikeouts. So if you add on to it now, he's at 34 and a third innings. He has 24 hits. He's allowed 6 runs all earned. 2 walks, and 42 strikeouts. Here comes a 2-0, and it's high in the count now at 3-0. And those 2 walks were at Rancho Cucamonga, so both walks in the same game. So in his 6th start, only 1 game with walks as the 3-0's in there, and the count now at 3-1. So that means 4 other starts, he did not walk a batter. Here's the 3-1, and that's a high fly ball out to left field, and Jake Snyder again, he's been busy, makes the play for the second out. For Snyder now, that is 5 plays for him, as we bring up the second baseman in Edrin Rodriguez. As Adams looking to get through 5, Adams has been consistent 6-7 innings, so there's no action in the Fresno bullpen. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively to help out Adams. Here's a pitch and a curveball. It swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Adams. As Adams back out, ready to work again. Here's the 0-1. And it swung on and missed. The count now 0-2. Adams attended Harbor High School in Springdale, Arkansas. A 4-year letter winner. Arkansas Player of the Year by Gatorade in his senior year. Rated as the number 1 player in Arkansas, according to Perfect Game. As here comes the 0-2, and it's right down the middle, strike 3. 5th strikeout for Adams, and a 1-2-3 5th. We had the top of the 6th inning, the Grizzlies still looking for a run. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 6th inning, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno. And it's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. But you must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the 6th inning, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Singly affiliates of the Mariners and the Rockies back at it. Here's the pitch from Cleveland. It's outside of Ryan Ritter. The count at 1-0. As Ryan Ritter comes to the plate, he is 0-2. A strikeout victim in his previous at-bat. As that pitch is outside, and it's now 2 balls and no strikes to Ryan Ritter. As here comes the 2-0 from Cleveland, and the breaking ball swung on and missed high in the zone. And the count now at 2 balls and a strike. Now the Grizzlies are on the road, but there's still lots of fun and action in downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancy Park. As here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off. On Saturday, May 20th, that's right, 3 days from today, there will be Tequila Fest. That's right, Tequila Fest at Chukchansey Park, Saturday, May 20th. T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross will grace the stage. The three performers ready to put on a show for you, as that's a line drive out to center field. The center fielder racing over in Washington makes the play for the first out. It goes F8 as he'll bring up the DH in Robbie Martin. But again, Tequila Fest. There'll be tequila vendors, tequila tastings, and more for you. Tastings from Don Julio, 21 Seeds, Tequila Tastery, Estrella Tequila, Mezcal. As that pitch is a little chopper to the pitcher now. What a play from Cleveland! And then he flips it with his glove to first. What a play! It's 1-3 on the put out, as with two outs, here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. So Martin is retired. But again, Tequila Fest on Saturday, May 20th. Tickets are on sale now. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events. T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon, as that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift to the left side towards the Grizzlies dugout. The third baseman will not make the plays. It goes behind him. And the count at 0-1. Besides that, tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Get your tickets now. They are going fast. Not a lot of availability left. But Saturday, May 20th, Tequila Fest, a great non-baseball event coming up this week at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the pitch to Bugarin, and it's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul, and the count remains at 0-2. With two outs here in the sixth inning. The great event coming up, a non-baseball event. Here's the 0-2, as that is outside, the count at 1-2. A little bit later in the year as well, in July, the Savannah Bananas will come to Chukchansey Park and put on a show for you. Stay tuned. We'll have more information on how to get tickets for the Savannah Bananas, as the 1-2 is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. It'll be a little bit later on, so we will give you more information when it comes about, but Savannah Bananas will be here in July at Chukchansey Park. As the count is at 1-2. Stay tuned. We'll give you some upcoming promotions during our next homestand. Is the 1-2 a check swing? Did he go around? No, he didn't. And the count now at 2-2. Well, stay tuned for our upcoming promotions for next week's home series against the Stockton Ports. Here's the 2-2. And a ground ball, and that's a base hit to left field. Bugarin, a two-out single. Great job from Bugarin staying back on that pitch. Fifth hit now for Fresno as it brings up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. As Kelly now, a double back in the second. He flew out in the fourth, 1-for-2. A guy who's been on all night in terms of the pitches from Cleveland. As Bugarin leads from first. Good speed from Bugarin. And they're going to check on him instead. He's back safely standing up. Here in the top of the sixth, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. The Grizzlies out hitting Modesto right now. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Parker Kelly. Also, stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And, of course, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for Game 3 of this six-game series. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a high line drive to left field. Is it going to stay fair? It does. It's going to go into the corner. And it goes under the wall for a double for Parker Kelly. Jesus Bugarin will have to go back to third. It's a ground rule double for Parker Kelly. His second double of the game. So Bugarin now back to third. Six hits for the Grizzlies. Two outs. Runners at second and third for the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. So Kelly right on it right now. There's now a mound visit coming here from the pitching coach for Modesto. The pitching coach is Jake Witt. A very young coaching staff for Modesto, led by manager Zach Vinci, who was a former Mariners farmhand. And then their hitting coach, Seth Mejia-Spreen, former Padre and Mariner farmhand. Their catching coach is Hegmark Neves. Player coach is Johnny Adams. Their strength coach is Jose Alcantara Bias. And their athletic trainer is Blake Wooten. Assistant athletic trainer is Caitlin Innes. So a check on Cleveland here. Second and third with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes Skyler Messenger. 0 for 1, a walk back in the fifth. We'll see if Messenger can bring home the first couple of runs for Fresno. They trail 2-0. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at 1-0. Good pitch there from Cleveland. Lots of movement. By the way, now two doubles for Kelly. He's got 5 on the season. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, and the count at 2-0. Messenger, good eye as well. The Boulder, Colorado product. University of Texas, University of Kansas for him. Here comes the 2-0. And that is outside. The count now at 3-0. We'll have to get Messenger on a pregame show soon. Very excited for you all to learn about the very young man in Messenger. So 3 balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Messenger, and it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 3-1. Runners at second and third, 2 outs here in the sixth. Fresno trails Modesto 2-0. Trying to get something here. Here's the pitch, and that is a pop-up. It's going to drift into the first baseman, and it's caught by Moncada to end the inning. Cleveland allows 2 base runners with 2 outs, but he gets out of the jam. We had the bottom of the sixth, 2-0. Grizzlies trail the Nuts. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bomb the sixth inning, 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. Blake Adams back on the bump. Let's take on 9-1-2 in the Modesto lineup. As the Grizzlies looking for something here against a very good Nuts team. These two teams have been back and forth over the past couple of seasons. The Grizzlies have won 26 of their 50 matchups against Modesto. They've also had a couple playoff berth clinching games. One at John Thurman Field and one at Chukchansey Park. And this is game 2 of 30 between these two teams. Fresno's played very well as of late. They've won 8 of their past 10, 5 in a row, a season high. As here comes the pitch to Washington. It's outside. The count at 1-0. While Modesto, on the other hand, has played very tough, but they are 1-9 over their last 10. As here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike. And the count at 1-1. Washington 0 for 1. He popped up in his first at bat. Trying to get something going here in the bottom of the sixth. That pitch is low. And the count now at 2-1 from Adams. Fastball has been good for Adams so far. A couple good breaking balls as well. But 2 runs allowed in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And that is outside. And the count now at 3-1. And if I know Adams, that this next pitch is going to be in the zone. A guy who does not walk a lot of batters. Here's the 3-1. And that is low, and there's his third walk of the season. A leadoff walk to Curtis Washington. And it'll bring up the shortstop in Cole Young. And if you're Blake Adams, this is uncharted territory with that walk. Only the third base runner as well for Modesto, a single and a double, Young and Gonzalez, and Young had the single and a run back in the fourth. Only 1 of 3 base runners today for the Nuts, as that's a called strike in the outer part of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Well, we promised you some upcoming promotions. Next week, the Grizzlies back home on Tuesday, May 23rd for a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. The third series against Stockton. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The throw to second, and it's in time. Washington out at second. 2-6 on the clock, stealing. And Washington is ousted at second. So Cody Huff, with that pitch on the outside part of the plate, had a perfect ball to throw to second. So count now at 1-1. One out now, as that is a ball. And the count now at 2-1. But on Thursday, May 25th at 6:50 p.m., it is ladies' night at Chuck Chancey Park. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 1-2. So if you want to come down to Chuck Chancey Park for ladies' night on Thursday, May 25th, I recommend you do so. Lots of great promotions in between innings for the ladies to be a part of. As here comes the 2-2 offering from Blake Adams. Wines and deals. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Young down on strikes. Six strikeouts now for Blake Adams. And with two outs, here comes the right fielder and Gabriel Gonzalez. 1-for-2. An RBI double and a run back in the fourth inning. On Friday, May 26th at 6:50 p.m., the Fresno Tacos will be taking the field for the Grizzlies. The Fresno Tacos are back, as that's a line drive base hit to left field. A two-out hit there for Gonzalez. He's now 2-for-3. Only the third hit for Modesto, as will bring up the first baseman Gabe Moncado. But the Fresno Tacos that night will be presented by Premier Valley Bank. And Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota. The Fresno Tacos will be back. They are ready to bite the competition. And then finally on Saturday, May 27th at 6:50 p.m., cruising around the world, the Lowriders de Fresno will be back and ready to cruise to another win. The Lowriders already 1-0 on the season. They won when they went over to Stockton, so they'll be returning back to take on the Ports. As here comes the 0-1. And that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift in a shallow left field. It's going to be a tough play for everybody. And it drops. It gets in a shallow left. And seeing that goes Gonzalez. And he's at third now. So Gonzalez, great hustle. And the single from Moncada. It went off the end of the bat into shallow left field. It's going to be a tough play for everybody. So two outs, runners at the corners. As here comes the DH and Andrew Miller. But again, we have Ladies' Night Thursday, May 25th. On Friday, May 26th, we have the Fresno Tacos. And then Saturday, May 27th, all 6:50 p.m. first pitches. Cruising around the world, Lowriders Day Fresno. You can get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You also can call the box office at 559-320-4487. You can also come down to the Chuck Chancey Park box office to purchase your tickets. And trust me, these are nights you do not want to miss. Here comes the 0-1, and that ball is in the dirt. And the count now at 1-1 to Andrew Miller. He's 0-for-2. Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. As Adams looks in, he walked only his third batter to lead off the inning. Now a couple singles as well, as he's going to look to get out of this frame. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. And it's going to drift foul. And the count now at 1-2. Some fans going after it. Hopefully a kid will get the souvenir. The count at 1-2. Nice little Wednesday night crowd here at John Thurman Field. Last night, 644 people. The stadium seats about 4,000. Here comes the 1-2 to Miller from Adams. And it is just high and outside. And the count now at 2-2. Good pitch there from Adams. He already has six strikeouts, was looking for number seven. He's allowed four hits and two runs. But again, no run support. Here's a 2-2 from Adams, and it is high ball three, and the count now full. Three balls and two strikes. As Adams now doesn't want to have to see Milcar Perez, who awaits on deck. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's fouled off. We'll do it again as Moncada was taken off on the pitch. By the way, we have a no-hitter right now going on in the California League, so we'll keep an eye on that one. And it's the game that matters at Banner Island Ballpark. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Moncada will take off from first again. Here's the pitch, and it is... Yes, he did go around the check swing, and the base umpire said he went around, and Blake Adams gets out of the jam. We head to the top of the 7th, 2-0. The Nuts lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 7th inning, the Nuts lead the Grizzlies by a score of 2-0, as Tyler Cleveland is done for the evening, and the right-hander, the sidearmer, was fantastic. 6 scoreless innings, allowed 6 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 6. This will be a new pitcher against the righty, Cody Huff, and the first pitch is fouled off at the plate. Was the right-hander number 32 in Troy Taylor. So Troy Taylor takes over. Taylor, 6 feet, 195 pounds with a righty. 21 years old from Fontana, California. Born on September 9th, 2001. Here's the pitch, and Huff fouls it off. The count at 0-2. Taylor, a 12th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022, went to UC Irvine. He has a 9.35 ERA. Was the Grizzlies going to try to get something going here as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-2. And we are in inning 7-9. We're over their past 10 games. The Grizzlies, who have an 8-2 record in that span, have scored 43 of their 61 runs in these 3 final innings. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and Huff down on strikes. First strikeout for Taylor, as we bring up the second baseman in Luis Mendez. Now, of their 61 runs, 25 of those runs have been scored in the 8th inning, which included a 12-run 8th, the most still in minor league baseball and major league baseball this season. Now, the Grizzlies have enjoyed 5 comeback wins in the 7th inning or later over their past 10 games. All in the month of May, as the first pitch to Mendez is inside, the count at 1-0. But the Grizzlies, this stat still is up for grabs. They are 0-7 when allowing the first run on the road. As that pitch is low, the count at 2-0. But the Grizzlies, a team that knows how to come back late, so a long way to go in this one. As Mendez now ahead in the count, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Here comes the righty pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 2-1. Good fastball there from Taylor. When you go from the sidearm, not really slow throwing, I would say more deceiving arm in Cleveland, now to a guy who throws 97, it's very tough to pick up as that pitch is outside. The count at 3-1. I think the Grizzlies are happy to see a new arm as there is action in the Fresno pen. Here comes the 3-1 from Taylor, and it swung on and missed, and the count now at 3-2. 95 there from Taylor with ease as well. The count now full 3-2. One out here in the seventh. 2-0. Modesto leads Fresno. Here's the 3-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Mendez down on strikes. Two batters, two strikeouts, two outs, as a ring of the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Snyder 1-for-3 as he's going to try to get something going for the Grizzlies. Snyder, a guy who has been very good at the top lineup for Fresno, going to try to get something going. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And we still have a no-hitter going on in Stockton, as the first pitch is outside of Snyder. The count at 1-0. As Taylor now comes set, here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. Good pitch there to Snyder. But again, stay tuned for the scores around the California League and our post-game show. Give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. As the breaking ball is outside, the count now at 2-1. E.J. Andrews Jr. awaits on deck. That's the Grizzlies trying to find something offensively. They have six hits. They're out-hitting Modesto. Yes, here comes the 2-1, and that is inside, and the count now at 3-1. So 3-1 to Jake Snyder. Snyder batting 306 coming into this at-bat. Here's the 3-1, and that is ripped foul. And the count now full 3-2. Snyder only one homer this year. But all over the California League hitting leaderboard. The OPS, the runs, triples. Here comes the 3-2, and that is outside. Ball 4 and a 2-out walk. Second time now Snyder has reached, and he'll bring up the right fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., 1-for-3, a single back in the first. A guy who has been red hot this year. Tons of power, 4 home runs on the season. One of the best sluggers in the California League as well. So we'll see what Andrews Jr. can do here. Here's the pitch, and he'll take a strike all the way. And the count at 0-1. 95 on the gun there from Taylor. As Taylor looks in against E.J. Andrews. Here's the 0-1, and that is inside, and the count now at 1-1. Andrews Jr. is 6'1", 210 pounds. He's 22 years old from Long Beach, California. A Fresno State Bulldog drafted in the 13th round in 2021. Here comes the 1-1, and Andrews Jr. takes a called strike, and the count now at 1-2. A fan favorite, a media favorite in Andrews Jr. Big smile on his face every day at the ballpark. Does take his job very seriously, though. Here comes the 1-2 as Snyder leads from first. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 2-2. Ryan Ritter waits on deck. The Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the seventh. Thanks for tuning in this evening. So here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And it swung on and missed, a slider, and a 1-2, almost a 1-2-3, and he had a walk as well to Snyder, but he struck out the side. We are stretching here in Modesto, California. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday.
Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the seventh inning, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 20, Braxton Hyde. He takes on Milcar Perez to lead things off. And the first pitch from the right-hander is a strike on the outside part of the plate, and the count at 0-1. Braxton Hyde, his ninth game out of the pen, a 1-0 record, a 6.55 ERA as that second pitch dissolves down on the plate and the count at 0-2 as Perez swings and misses. Hyde, one hold, no saves, 11 innings pitched. Has allowed 8 earned runs as that pitch is outside and the count now at 1-2. So Braxton Hyde takes over for Blake Adams, who went 6 innings, allowed 2 runs, both earned. 4 hits and 1 walk while striking out 7. Was the 1-2 is outside. The count at 2-2. So Adams leaves, and right now he is in line for the loss. And again, no run support. In his last two games, Blake Adams has 0 runs of support in his last two games. The Grizzlies lost his last outing 5-1. They scored their only run in the ninth inning. And now tonight, no runs again. So no runs of support over his last two games. As here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off, and it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But now here's Braxton Hyde, wears number 20 on the back of his gray jersey. 6'3", 195 pounds. He's 21 years old from Liberal, Kansas. A 14th round draft pick in 2022 out of Butler Community College. Here's the 2-2, and that is called strike 3. Good breaking ball from Hyde, and down it goes Perez. First strikeout for Hyde, 8th overall by Fresno pitching. Going to bring up the left fielder in Colin Davis. Davis 0-2. He was a strikeout victim back in the second. As takes on Braxton Hyde. Got a chance to meet Hyde's family last week at Chachansi Park. Great family as well. You can see where Braxton Hyde gets the amazing attitude. As that is a check swing. Did he go around? No. The count at 1-0. Braxton Hyde will be one of our pregame guests later this week. Nice little 4-minute interview with him as that pitch is low. And the count at 2 balls and 0 strikes. Went the community college route. He believed that was the best route for him getting to the big leagues. And now into pro ball. He's a couple steps away from doing so. Here's the 2-0, and that is fouled off. The count at 2-1. And Braxton Hyde, you know, he said it was, for him, it's fun when you go from playing to in front of 50 people in high school to 150 people in college to 10,000 at Chachansi Park. As that's a one hopper. No, it's going to be caught by Mendez. I don't think he will throw it over. He said he caught on the line. So it is an out, second out of the inning. So apparently the field umpire and the home plate umpire make sure he caught the ball on the line. So 2 outs now. As we're with the catcher in Tatum Levins, who's 0-2. But so Braxton Hyde said he loved every second of being in front of that Star Wars crowd for the Grizzlies, which was the third highest attended game in minor league baseball this season. As that breaking ball's in there for a strike, the count at 0-1 to Levins, who's 0-2. Here comes the next pitch, and that pitch is high, and the count now 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the 1-1. And that is fouled off at the plate. And the count now at 1-2 from Braxton Hyde. As Hyde looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The Grizzlies pitching. Blake Adams had 4 1-2-3 innings. Wow, Modesto had 2-1-2-3 innings so far. As that pitch is high, the count now at 2-2 from Hyde. 94 miles per hour. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here comes the ball as it gets away from the catcher. I believe that was Ordonez catching the bullpen. The ball goes all the way down to the plate. So the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Hyde now looking in against Levins. Here comes the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. And it is a little blooper out to left field. It's going to be a tough play for anybody to get to, and it goes foul. Messenger gave good range on it, so did Snyder and Ritter, but no chance for anyone. It kind of falls harmlessly foul. The count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As we still have a no-hitter going on at Banner Island Ballpark in the 7th inning. That's a big surprise, and the no-hitter just ended. The no-hitter just ended at Banner Island. We'll give you the update next half inning. So 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Levins. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Braxton Hyde, a 1-2-3 seventh with 2 strikeouts. We head to the 8th, the Grizzlies, looking for another comeback win. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 8th inning, 2-0, Modesto leads Fresno. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the 8th, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Ryan Ritter will lead things off against the new Modesto right-hander, Chris Jefferson, wears number 13 on the back of his white jersey. Here comes the pitch from Jefferson to Ritter, and it swung on and missed. Breaking ball alone in the zone. The count at no balls and a strike. Troy Taylor, a clean 7th inning. 1 walk, he struck out 3. As here comes the 0-1 from Jefferson to Ritter, and Ritter swings and misses again, and the count at 0-2. Now it's time for scores around the California League, and let's start with the game in Stockton, where the Ports lead the San Jose Giants 3-0. San Jose just picked up their first hit. They're being out hit 10-1, by the way, in that game at Banner Island Ballpark. As that pitch is lifted out to center field. Racing back is the center fielder. Still going back is Washington. And he makes the catch at the wall. So one out in the inning as Ritter gave that pitch a ride. He is now 0-4 as he'll bring up the DH and Robbie Martin. So one out. But for Stockton, the starting pitcher was Jake Fenix, who went 4 scoreless and hitless innings, he struck out 3. And then Garrett Irvin, 2 2/3 before he allowed the hit, as that's a called strike to Robbie Martin, the count at 0-1. The single was from Tanner Otremba, who homered twice in yesterday's contest for San Jose, but Stockton leads San Jose 3-0. As that pitch is low and the count at 1-1. And a game that matters as both of these teams in this contest would love to see San Jose lose to gain ground in that California League Northern Division standings. As that pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 1-2. Good fastball there. Stockton, though, had a home run from Stevenson, his second of the year. They also have a rehab assignment from Seth Brown. Brown 2-for-3 with two runs. And that's a swing of a miss, and Martin down on strikes. First strikeout for Jefferson. 10th overall, as he'll bring up the center fielder and Jesus Bugarin. So the Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in this one. Let's go to the game over in Visalia, where Rancho Cucamonga are all over the Rawhide 8-1. They scored 5 runs in the 4th inning. As that pitch is a ground ball back to Jefferson. Jefferson, the throw to first, and it's in time. A 1-2-3 inning for Chris Jefferson. We have the bottom of the 8th. We'll give you more scores right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the 8th, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 2-0. And it's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the 8th, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So again, bottom of the 8th inning, the Grizzlies trail 2-0 as a new pitcher now for the Grizzlies is a left-hander, Gabriel Rodriguez. As here comes Edrin Rodriguez. So Rodriguez and Rodriguez. Here's the first pitch. It swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 from the hard-throwing left-hander in Rodriguez. So that ends the evening for Braxton Hyde, who worked a scoreless 7th. He struck out 2 batters in a 1-2-3 inning as that pitch is inside. The count at 1-1. For Rodriguez, this is his 10th game all out of the pen. 1-0 with a 4.82 ERA. 2 holds for him as well. He struck out 13 over 9 1/3. Here's the 1-1, and it's to the backstop, and the count at 2-1. Rodriguez is 6'1", 193 pounds, 24 years old, from Bayamón, Puerto Rico. From Miami-Dade College, a former Atlanta farmhand, he was taken by the Rockies in the Rule 5 draft in 2021 in the first round. Here comes the 2-1 from the left-hander in Rodriguez. And it's way high, and the count now at 3-1. So back to the California League scores. We're off to Visalia, where Rancho Cucamonga leads the Rawhide 9-1. A 5-run 4th inning, the difference maker. For Rancho Cucamonga, as that pitch is flown foul, the count at 2-2. They received a triple from Decker and a double from Chris Newell. Continues to stay hot. But the rest of it just singles for them. They have 9 runs on 9 hits. Jose Azara has 2 hits, 2 RBIs, 2 runs, and 2 walks as well. As that pitch is high, ball 4. A leadoff walk to Rodriguez. Second walk now for Fresno. As here comes the center fielder, Curtis Washington. Doncone has 2 RBIs. And Juan Alonso has 2 runs as well for Rancho Cucamonga. They lead 9-1 in that one. And then the top of the 9th, a barn burner in Lake Elsinore as the Inland Empire 66ers and Lake Elsinore Storm are tied at 4. Inland Empire just tied the game in the 9th inning. It was in the 9th inning on a sacrifice fly, as that's a high pop-up. Very high. It'll be the third baseman Messenger calling everybody off. He'll make the play for the first out, as here comes the shortstop in Cole Young. So it was Yadiel Sanchez on a sac fly scoring Samuel Zavala. So Inland Empire tied the game at 4. And so that game right now, a good game as well. Lake Elsinore looking to stay close to Rancho Cucamonga in the standings, but that score at 4-4. Still 3-0 Stockton over San Jose. They're in the 7th. As the first pitch is a ball and the count at 1-0. Our score here, though, 2-0 Modesto here in the bottom of the 8th. For the Grizzlies in the 9th, will be Parker Kelly, Skyler Messenger, and Cody Huff. So 6-7-8 in the Fresno lineup as that pitch is in there for a strike and the count at 1-1. And the Grizzlies are going to try to score something. Their 5-game winning streak on the line. As here comes the 1-1 from Rodriguez. Too young, it's inside. The count now at 2-2 from Gabriel Rodriguez. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Another great matchup between Modesto and Fresno. These teams will be playing 30 times against each other this season. As that ball is in the dirt, the count now at 3-2. But tomorrow should be a good matchup. So 3-2 as Rodriguez looks in. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner, and it's 4 instead. Rodriguez is second. Young walks. So now runners at first and second with one out. And here comes Gabriel Gonzalez, who is 2-for-3, a double, an RBI, and a run. He's been the big factor tonight for Modesto, as we have a mound visit as well by the catcher and Cody Huff with Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a fastball, slider, and changeup, a former outfielder in the Twins system, a former outfielder drafted by the Twins, did not sign, went to Miami-Dade College. Was drafted then by the Braves in the 37th round as a pitcher. And what Rodriguez told me was he was actually in the outfield when he threw the ball in, and he was clocked at almost triple digits. And the Braves scout that was there went, oh, well, let's get this guy. So he had to become a pitcher when he signed to pro ball. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball to center field. Bouguereau now racing in. He will make the play. The throw now is in, and now the possible play. There goes the runner to second, and he is safe. Ritter, the shortstop, trying to get Cole Young at second, but Cole Young gets there. So the runners advance on the fly out. So two outs now, runners at second and third, and it's Gabe Moncada. Moncada 1-for-2, a sac fly in the 4th inning. But the shortstop Ritter was initially the cutoff man to Bouguereau. And unfortunately, no one was at second base, so Ritter had to hustle to try to tag Young at second. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Good stop from Huff. And the count at 1-0. As there's action now in both bullpens. As here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off, and the count at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 2-0 here. Fresno's been shut out a couple times this season. The team who's played very well, looking for another comeback win in the 9th. Here comes the 1-1 from Rodriguez. And it is low, and the count now at 2-1. Andrew Miller waits on deck. So here comes the 2-1, and that is fouled off, and the count now at 2-2 as Andrew Miller on deck, ready to go, the DH. The Grizzlies and the Nuts, a great matchup here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 2-2 from Rodriguez. And it is going to get away from Huff. Here comes the runner. He is safe. Cole Young to third. Rodriguez scores on the wild pitch, I believe. A big run indeed, and it's now 3-0 Modesto. With two outs and a runner at third now, that was the last thing Fresno needed. On a 2-2 pitch in the dirt, it's now 3-2. And a big insurance run for the Nuts. Here's the pitch, and that pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count, 3-2. So Cole Young now at third. With two outs again, the Grizzlies now a bigger task going into the ninth inning. As here comes the 3-2, and that is a fly ball to left center field. Boo Green racing over. He is going to run out of real estate. It's a home run for Moncada, and it's 5-0 Modesto. Second home run. Her second hit for Moncada, his fifth home run, and it's 5-0. A big hit right there, scores another couple runs. It is 5-0 now. As here comes Andrew Miller with two outs and all three runs scoring with two outs as well. The only hit of the inning so far. And it's now 5-0 Modesto as the pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. Again, the Grizzlies out-hitting Modesto. They have six hits. Modesto only has five. But it's 5-0 Nuts now here in the eighth. Here's the pitch. And that is inside, and the count at 2-0. And Rodriguez can't find the strike zone. Already two walks this inning. And now the home run from Moncada on a 3-2 pitch. Now the Grizzlies really need to put something together as that is fouled off. And the count now at two balls and a strike. So Grizzlies will be Kelly, Messenger, and Huff in the ninth. And this game has expanded to 5-0. Here's the pitch. And it's right down the middle. And the count now at 2-2. And again, if you're Blake Adams, you're looking at this going, man, I'm going to go to 1-2 now. And I have a very small ERA as well. Here's the pitch. And that is high in the count now, full 3-2. And this could be the last batter that Rodriguez faces. As Mokar Perez waits on deck. Here comes the 3-2. And that's a fly ball to center field. Bouguereen will make the catch. But a three-run eighth inning, and the Grizzlies have a lot of work to do in the ninth. Come on back. See if the Grizzlies have a comeback claw in them. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies down to their final three outs as they are trailing 5-0 to Modesto. Their five-game winning streak are on the line. As it'll be Parker Kelly to lead things off for Fresno against the new pitcher for Modesto. It'll be the number 37, Stefan Raith, R-A-E-T-H. So the right-hander making his 11th appearance out of the pen. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Parker Kelly, 2-for-3. He has been a bright spot in the Fresno lineup tonight. As here comes the 0-1. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. It'll be Kelly, Messenger, and Huff here in the ninth inning for Fresno. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. As the Grizzlies, if they fall tonight, we'll look to get back on the right track. As here comes the 0-2. Here's the pitch from Raith. And it's a breaking ball, and it's high in the count of 1-2. Good eye there from Kelly, who's now batting .308, an .848 OPS. He only has one homer that came back on opening night in San Jose. Here comes the 1-2 to Parker Kelly. And he did go around an off-speed pitch for the first out of the inning. Another strikeout for Modesto pitching. That is now 11 strikeouts. As here comes the third baseman, Skylar Messenger. The Grizzlies down at 2 outs now. Quiet night for the Grizzlies' bats. Only 6 hits overall. Now here's Messenger. Reached on an error, and he's also walked as well, as the first pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Counted no balls and one strike. As here comes the pitch from Raith. And it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. So Messenger now with 3 home runs, trying to get something going for Fresno. A quiet night for them. 3 runs in the 8th from Modesto. Big insurance runs. The Grizzlies, they did not score first. Don't want to fall to 0-8 on the road when not scoring first. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside. The count of 1-2, another good breaking ball from Raith. Tyler Cleveland started the game, and the bullpen has followed suit as well. As here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander in Raith. He steps off, and that is a violation right there. The count now 1-2. Actually, it's 2-2 now. So 2-2. And here comes the pitch from Raith. And it swung on and missed. A breaking ball and Messenger down on strikes. Another strikeout. That is 12 now for Modesto pitching. As here comes the catcher and Cody Huff. Huff, 0-3. It's been a tough night. 2 strikeouts and a double play. And he is the last chance here for Fresno. Was Modesto looking for a shutout win tonight? Here's the pitch. And it's a slider in there, and the count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Raith, who has just continued to pound the strike zone. Here comes the 0-1, and check swing. Did he go around? No, he didn't. And the count now 1-1. That's Cody Huff trying to get something for Fresno. They trail 5-0 here in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-1, and Huff swings and misses. The count at 1-2, another breaking ball. The Grizzlies have not been able to handle a breaking ball all evening, and we'll see if they go right back to that pitch. 1-2. The Grizzlies down to their final strike. The 5-game winning streak is in jeopardy. Here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and missed, a breaking ball, and Modesto wins game 2 of this series. The Grizzlies shut out, the 5-game winning streak is over, and that will do it tonight. We'll be back for the postgame show right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's done. Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Your Fresno Grizzlies, unfortunately, on the losing end tonight. The five-game winning streak is over. Modesto shuts out the Grizzlies 5-0. Fresno drops to 19-16, while Modesto now at 18-17. Modesto, 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. They only left 2 runners on. For Fresno, no runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 8 runners on. The Grizzlies, unfortunately, their 5-game winning streak comes to an end. Not much really offensively for Fresno. The 2 hits from Parker Kelly, both doubles. He had 2 other 6 hits. E.J. Andrews Jr., a single as well. Jake Snyder reached base twice on a single and a walk. A single as well for Jesus Bouguerin. Skylar Messenger reached base twice on a walk and an error. Luis Mendez had a single as well. For Fresno, though, not much going offensively. They were shut out tonight. The Grizzlies now 0-8 when they're on the road, scores first. So they're 0-8 now. In that category, Modesto, 2 runs in the 4th inning, 3 runs in the 8th inning, and they win 5-0. An RBI double from Gabriel Gonzalez, and then a sac fly from Gabe Moncada scored Cole Young and Gonzalez. That was in the 4th inning. And then the 8th, a wild pitch scored Edrin Rodriguez, and then a home run from Gabe Moncada on a 3-2 pitch put the game away 5-0. Moncada's 5th home run of the season. So 5-0, the Grizzlies' 5-game winning streak ends. Lots of 5s tonight. And then pitching-wise, for Modesto, Tyler Cleveland, the sidearmer, was fantastic. 6 scoreless innings, allowed 6 hits and 1 walk while striking out 6. Troy Taylor, Chris Jefferson, and Stephon Wraith, they had 3 hitless and scoreless innings. Only 1 walk allowed by Taylor. They struck out 7 batters over their final 3 innings of work. On the other side, Blake Adams, a tough luck loss once again. He has had 0 runs of support over his last 2 games. 6 innings, allowed 2 runs, both earned on 4 hits and 1 walk, while striking out 7. Blake Adams continues to dominate as well, though. His ERA at 1.50, still the best in the California League. He does not get the run support. Braxton Hyde had a clean 7th inning, struck out 2 batters in a 1-2-3 frame. Gabriel Rodriguez allowed 3 runs on 1 hit and 2 walks. So the Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 5-0. So the Grizzlies look to get back on the right track tomorrow for Game 3 of 6 between Fresno and Modesto right here at John Thurman Field. First pitch again at 7:05 p.m. between Fresno and Modesto. Well, the pregame show at 6:50 p.m. right here. Our pregame guest will actually be newcomer for Fresno. It is right-hander Austin Becker joining us on the pregame show, so fans will get a chance to check out the new right-hander in Austin Becker. Come join us at 6:50 p.m. for a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. The pitching matchup for Fresno, they go to the left-hander Michael Prosecki, a 2-1 record, a 3.91 ERA. Prosecki makes his sixth start in a Fresno uniform, while Modesto goes to the right-hander and Tyler Goff, 0-2 record and 9 ERA. Goff will get the ball for Modesto, who has just won their second game over their past 11. Modesto needed this win tonight. They gain a game right now, or gain half a game right now, as San Jose trails 4-0 in the eighth inning to Stockton. Our final score tonight, 5-0. Modesto beats Fresno. The attendance tonight, 472 people. 472 people. And again, Modesto beats Fresno 5-0. So Fresno now 19-16, Modesto at 18-17. However you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we will see you tomorrow for Thursday Night Baseball. I'm signing off.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.